Is that my boy?
How many podcasts have you started by saying that exact phrase?
More than you'd think. Hold on, let me switch your audio.
Is it an electorate?
We're going so well.
Just double.
He's been futzing
really
with the headphones.
Want to kill him? He's been futzing in his own home?
How dare he do this to me in particular?
No, I told him you're an old man. You can putz, don't futz.
He can putz. He can have a what's a schmear?
Are you thinking of schmutz?
No, I wanna put like a salmon pate on the back of his head.
Here's a list of top 10 things he would eat out of the crevasse on the back of Clark's head.
Number 10, locks.
Number 9, hummus.
Number 8, cocks.
Number 7, bitchin' sauce, specifically the chipotle kind.
Number 6, something that rhymes with
rocks.
The first two things I said.
Rocks. Say rocks.
Little rock? Oh, no, they'll get stuck in his crevice.
Pop rocks. Pop rocks. Say pop rocks.
That's how you get a pearl. That's how when pop rocks get stuck in Clark's crevice, slowly his ambergris tries to eject it from his body, and that's how you get a delightful pearl.
Welcome to the show.
Science.
Magic.
Horses.
Truth.
Banter.
Well, now I want a Clark pearl necklace. He's offered it many times, so he must be making a lot of pearls.
Yeah, well, usually on your birthday, you dirty boy.
What?
Huh?
Huh?
It's your birthday. You deserve something special.
Yeah, some Clark pearls.
Clark getting all over you.
Gross.
Why?
Austin, how was your Thanksgiving?
It was pretty good. I went over to my sister's house and I pet her dogs.
What did you eat?
What do you think?
The dogs.
Dogs, idiot.
Did your parents come over?
Yeah, they were over there.
Food was good?
Yeah, it was all right, yeah.
Just a shred about your personal life. Any funny anecdotes?
What's a
dish that you...
vacuous pit. Of obsidian, reflecting nothing.
Oh, God. Ugh, every time I think you're you know, a void, you turn out to just be an abyss.
A cyst. Is that anything?
Are you having a stroke that induces rhyming? Because that seems to be your only bit you want to contribute today. I cannot feel part of my brain. This breathing is hard to maintain.
The left half of my face has gone limp. Now go turn some tricks, for I am your pimp.
No, I need you to call an ambulance.
An ambulance.
Because of the lack of ability to speak.
Yeah. You want me to call Anne Boleyn? I can't pierce your thick riddles, riddle man.
I can't recall certain words. And then they wouldn't rhyme because of aphasia.
Oh, no, he forgot how to do it.
He forgot how to do it. The book just becomes very serious in tone after that.
And how was my sweet, precious lad's Thanksgiving?
Oh, thank you. You're doing that some of those learned
cue card
conversation things.
And now you do it. I can do
things.
Rules of conversation.
Why are you, like, just such a boring type of autistic? You don't even have, like, a special interest.
Well, I'm
really
boring when I try and throw
a
crumb to you fucking typicals. This is me meeting you simpletons halfway.
Don't you have, like, dinosaur facts? What do you have facts about that you can dazzle me with?
Let me see. Sonic trimesters? Am I that kind of neurodiverse? We'll see.
You tell me. Sonic the Hedgehog 3, third trimester.
They should have called it that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you're going to have Sonic. I mean, you're going to have Shadow voiced by Keanu Reeves and expect to. If Sonic is impregnant by the end of that movie, then you did something wrong.
Is that who's doing? I know Idris Elba's doing Knuckles.
Has been since the second one. But yeah, they got Keanu Reeves.
I need to watch those. I hear they're pretty good.
The first one is super fun. I haven't watched the second one.
I like the guy that voices Sonic. What's his name?
John Ralphio from Parks
and
Rec.
Yeah, I like John Ralphio from Parks and Rec.
I don't know his real name.
He was also, I think he was one of the Huey Dewey Louies.
Yeah, he was Huey.
You're my Huey.
Lewis?
Yeah.
And the news?
You're not the news. You are my Huey Lewis.
Well, that's the power of love.
That's the power of love.
amazing to me that they cleared the rights to that song to include it in the musical version of Back to the Future. Power of Love is in that. So is Johnny B. Goode.
Is this just going to be a jukebox musical? What are they doing with that one?
No. Then they wrote a bunch of original music, but they got the original theme song cleared, the original theme music. Da, da, na, 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 da, da. You know the one.
Yeah.
And then Power of Love and Johnny B. Goode are all in it. Power of Love is like the finale.
Okay. Yeah, Johnny B. Goode, you kind of have to have it in there because that's diegetic to the plot.
Diegetics culture. Is that anything? If you're raised in the fat in the 90s, you got Slim Fast and sound that you could easily identify as a source
sound
of.
It's necessary to the plot. I can't. If I hear,
think it's not about necessity. It's about having real world.
If I hear music that's occurring naturally within the world of the story, I go into immediate insulin shock. I have diegetes.
It always weirds me out when I'm watching a film and then somebody like starts playing guitar and then that like becomes the song. It always gives me the diegetes, beebies, heebie jeebies. Damn it, I couldn't.
Want to take that again? Take that one from the top.
The diehebe-jeebies. Diehebe-jeebies. That's what I wanted.
I'm proud of you.
You shouldn't be.
I'm proud that you did it. You stuck through it, and you know, it's that grit and that gumption that really makes
me happy.
You're
going to keep all of this in.
I might just delete my track and have that part play on a loop over and over again, and that's the episode.
The diehebe-jeebies, diehebe-jeebies. That's what I wanted. The diehebe-jeebies, diehebe-jeebies. That's what I wanted. The diehebe-jeebies, diehebe-jeebies. That's what I wanted.
Dan, what holidays for you are doing?
I have to make my obligatory. What's the opposite of Mecca? Is there a hell place that people pilgrimage to?
Flesh robots. The other Mecca. If you think about it, Tokyo is a Mecca for Mecca.
That's pretty good. Okay, that's pretty good. It's the Mecca Mecca.
It's the Mecca Mecca.
Mecca Mecca, yeah. I think I'll be headed down on like the 21st and headed back on the 28th.
Okay.
We'll make a plan for our annual Christmas Yuletide gift exchange. We'll IHOP Christmas it.
We need to come up with a catchy name for it. We have Krampus Crash.
Our naughty knocked.
We'll workshop it because we got Adam's family. So the bad stuff's the good stuff.
The strategic coal reserve.
What do you want for Christmas? Is it more rights for Amazon employees? Because I've been working on a little something.
Yay!
Called brutally cracking down on that. I've joined the Pinkertons. Oh.
God damn it, Austin. Austin's over here like, everyone's talking about workers' rights. I'm more concerned about workers' wrongs.
Yeah, if we can't exploit the working class, then how am I going to do it when I get rich off of my crypto scams?
You are but a temporarily inconvenienced billionaire, I know.
Yeah, I got a new one. It's called Buttcoin, and it looks like Bitcoin, but on it, it's a butt.
I'll pump and dump your butt.
Oh, that's good. I'm going
to
make that the saying.
You don't even have to ask me.
And then not credit you for it.
Yeah. You'll pump and never dump.
Oh, that's
Let's
sad.
All pump the butt coin.
No, that's Goon Coin's already using that. Bit Goon.
Goon Coin.
Bit Goon is using that slogan already.
Always pump, never dump. to the goon, then?
They should use that. What if I use that one and then we trade slogans? Man, this cutthroat market of slogan trading for crypto scams.
Well, I think as long as you can establish the slogan as a digital asset that you have receipt of ownership for, just don't lose the
code
to your
asset wallet.
Well,
I don't own the slogan, but I own the rights to the slogan. Like, there's nothing stopping you from taking a JPEG of the slogan. Obviously, that's absurd. I'd stop it if I could, but I can't do that. But I own the rights to the slogan in, I guess, no meaningful or actionable way.
Bunch of people are going to do pump and dumps in the first year of the Trump presidency. We're already seeing a bunch of new coins, but we're going to see a fuck ton of new coins.
It's money for nothing. What could possibly go wrong?
Nothing. It's just free money, man.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you bought all that house debt a couple decades ago.
I'm buying house debt tomorrow. Or today, when this podcast comes out.
Hooray! Oh man, the bank is going to take your skin when something goes wrong with society.
Somebody was like, you're going to be a homeowner. And I was like, incorrect. I am going to be a mortgage haver.
Yeah, nobody owns anything anymore.
No, nobody wants to work anymore.
Nobody wants to twerk anymore.
You know, it's crazy to get a loan for a house and then they straight up tell you how much money they're going to fucking make off you. In the paperwork, they just go, hey, here's your interest rate. Here's your payment. If you make only the scheduled payments for the scheduled amount over the next 30 years, here's how much fucking money we're going to make.
Yeah, and then you understand immediately why they do it.
Yeah, no, and I was like, man, it's good to be a bank, I guess. Also, I need to start making principal payments, like, aggressively if I want to keep from giving them that much fucking money.
Yeah, if you want to keep from drowning in an ever-increasing cesspool of debt where most banks and, indeed, financial institutions in the States make their money.
Yep.
Sort of using you as a little blood bank. Mm, give me your sweet, precious blood.
This is not financial advice. That anytime Austin opens his mouth, that's not financial
advice.
Buy
blood. They put stuff in it so it doesn't go bad. It's a permanent asset. Buy blood.
Oh, no, Austin. How do you think a blood bank works?
Well, you trade on futures based on how many of them, I guess, the human battery farms from the Matrix you can set up.
Mm-hmm.
And then you sort of just buy and sell what I call blood assets. Like what crop O positives am I going to get in my big net when I go out harvesting the sweet plasma of the innocent?
I don't know.
But the market does.
Ah, yes. The invisible bloodthirsty hand.
You'd be surprised how much teenager blood is going for these days to billionaires who kind of replace their blood with it.
Mm-hmm. Did you see that? Here's what just happened in my brain. I went, Adrenochrome. Chrome is a browser. Oh, did you see that Google has to sell Chrome?
Oh, no. Now where am I going to get my data harvested?
I told you. Throw Mozilla a bone. Get on that old Firefox. Remember the browser wars? Remember when everybody had really fucking strong opinions about what browser was best?
And I still do.
Yeah? What are you over there rocking Opera?
The Ask Jeeves browser. Defunct since 2015.
Why would you ask Jeeves? That's my question.
Because he's a nice little butler guy. Look at him. Look at him. Look at that face.
They really should rebrand it as an AI and just bring back Ask Jeeves as a chatbot.
Yeah. And that malware that was like a monkey or a chimpanzee, Bonsai Buddy. They should bring back a Bonsai Buddy AI.
What are some dead internet things like AOL Instant Messenger? Let's have AOL Instant Therapist. That's just a talk therapy chatbot.
Welcome to therapy. What can I therapy you today?
I'm thinking about killing myself.
The nearest bridge is...
Huh. Helpful. Not in the way they thought, but helpful.
So, yeah, I guess. And no one's left to sue. It's the perfect scheme.
Man, this is my least favorite dystopia. We could have had so many cool dystopias.
We could have had the
lame
Fahrenheit one where we got all our walls are TVs. We could have 1984 where we're at least British.
Mm-hmm.
We could have Brave New World where we could just be high all the time and it'd be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And there'd be, human reservations that are a weirdly large chunk of the plot. And I never really reckoned with like the sort of systemic racism inherent in the narrative of that novel. Or we could have Zamyatin's Wii and I'll be building a big rocket.
I don't know. I was kind of hoping for like Silo. At least we'd have like a sense of community, you know?
Is that the one where they got to go outside and clean the camera?
Yep. The novel was called Wool.
Oh, on account of the wool they used to clean the camera. And now they clean it with silos, I'm guessing?
Sure, Austin. That's
why they don't want to go out there. They got to carry all that grain.
And now we're back to futures. Look at that. Look how you did that.
Can we at least
look what you did?
You got to rub my nose in it, otherwise I'll never learn.
No, I feel like you're kind of developed a kink for the nose rubbing. I feel like you're doing it because you want your nose rubbed in it.
No, it's so bad. Don't make me do it.
Did you see J.D. Vance tweeted the Norman Rockwell Thanksgiving portrait, but he put Trump's face on the dad and his own face on the mom? So they, he tweeted it himself.
So they fuck, right? We can agree that they have sex sometimes.
I don't know, man. I just think, well, I don't know what I think, but Nick Fuentes is gay.
Yeah, he's got that Nazi femboy. He lives in Montana, doesn't he? One of those Nazis. One of those famous Nazis that's famous for getting punched is.
Nick Spencer.
Okay.
Or it's Spencer, something Spencer. Is it Nick Spencer?
Has he got a femboy?
I don't know.
Because I wouldn't believe that there's a femboy in like Whitefish or wherever he lives, but I would believe there's a Nazi. So maybe it's easier to work backwards from Nazi than to work up from femboy.
No, I think the thing that broke was like, I think it's Fuentes and the streamer Destiny.
Oh, did they kiss on the mouth?
Destiny is talking, like, chats got leaked about hooking up with a dude, and they were right after he did an in-person stream with Fuentes. So that's the prevailing gossip.
Listen, we've all had a hate fuck.
Sure.
And I hate both of them, so let me at them.
That's the devil's threesome.
That's the devil's threesome. And that I'm pretty sure one of them is an empty sack of flesh being inhabited by a devil.
Mm,
which one? I'll never tell.
Yeah. Man, this Conjuring movie is getting really weird.
They've run out of ideas is the thing. They're throwing everything at the wall to see what sticks.
Listen, as long as Via Farmiga and Patrick...
Yeah, Via Farmiga is playing Destiny in this one.
Honestly, I'd watch it.
I'd watch it. Yeah, that's the thing.
I would watch anything she's in. She's a delight. have you gone and seen Wicked yet?
Well, I haven't gone and seen it, but I have posted several TikToks of me ruining the film by singing along to the big songs. And I'll be honest, not hitting those high notes.
You want to give me a little taste? You want to give me some The Wizard and I?
Loathing.
Yeah, there you go. I would ask you to sing Popular, but I know you don't know what that word means.
What is that? What kind of incel is that?
Oh, I really worry about you. You know that, right?
Why? I'm doing great.
There's an alternate reality where you are so radicalized we can't talk anymore.
Oh my god, is that the same reality where you're like, where you're just Steven Crowder?
Yep.
Oh man, yep. We missed our darkest destinies by a hair.
Yeah, no, Crowder or Shapiro, you know, like washed up screenwriter and failed actor, stand-up comedian. There is a dark path where I blame woke for not becoming a big time successful performer.
Oh man.
Instead of just finding an artistic community where I still get to perform and have a really fun time doing it and do rewarding projects, but I don't depend on it for my livelihood or sense of self.
Right. Yeah. Instead you take that desire and you turn hostile against it and you let that be the poison that leads you headlong into toxic political ideologies.
Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. There's a financially lucrative version of my life that could have looked something like that. I would the two dark timelines for me are conservative, like blogosphere, like influencer type, or pastor of a mega church.
Yeah, yeah, one of those youth pastors that
yep, use that showmanship, use that, you know, like there's a very dark
figure out how to talk slow with music playing behind you to get people to give you money.
Yeah, yeah, could have been there before the grace of God goes out.
Yeah, yeah. And mine, we've already discussed incel, but also someone who engages with intellectual ideas as sort of an empty game and who thinks I'm really smart, but not. So I'm in one of my darkest timelines. I might be Matt Walsh.
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't that fun? We avoided the horrid fates we were meant to be.
Yeah, I like this leftist outcome. It's a little nicer, you know. At least I sleep pretty well. But that's the medication, so.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a sleep study done.
Oh, no. How will you prepare?
Well, I've been studying real hard. I just watch my wife while she sleeps. Mm. That's how you're supposed to do it. God damn it, Dan. She's not making any noise or moving at all.
Yeah, she's breathing and everything. What the hell? I've been doing it so wrong.
I've been doing it so bad. There's these parts where I just, like, forget. I just, like, stop breathing. And I'm like, line.
we're doing a hold. We're in a hold.
So yeah, I'll probably join CPAP Nation because that's just what life is, I guess.
Yeah. Just sort of the food we eat and the air we breathe becoming so contaminated by pollutants that we need a device that keeps us from dying a little bit in our sleep.
Are we really going to blame environmental factors and diet for that? I was just going to blame the fact that I'm overweight. That's what my doctor always says.
You're right. Go eat berries in the woods. You failed morally, you swine person.
RFK Jr.?
I'm going to feed the children. All the dead boars I find on the side of the road in Texas. That's my food program.
But never a seed oil.
They're going to be cooked in sand like a TikTok I saw one time.
We're so cooked.
Is that enough to? Yeah, I think that's good. We're ending on
just
it.
Say goodnight, everyone. Goodnight, everybody. All you had to do was say goodnight, everyone. Jesus, fuck.
A Secret Weapon production.